Let's say hi to Representative Cam Buckner. Representative, welcome back. How are you today?
Good morning, John. I'm great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm looking at the front page of the paper today and listening to this radio station run. It looks like the Bears are excited about this rendering they have for a new stadium, which will take up a lot of space. And while they say they're on the hook for the stadium, they want public dollars to help with the development of the land generally for a park, for restaurants and hotels and other uses of that. How much should the state invest in helping the team situate itself in Arlington Heights?
Absolutely zero, John. And I've been very adamant about this from the beginning. Soldier Field is situated in my state legislative district, and I've been very clear about the fact that the taxpayers in Illinois are still currently on the hook for the bonds and the financial negotiations that went down with the last renovation of Soldier Field. Those bonds are not due to expire until 2032, and that debt service continues to balloon. It was $49 million last year. It was, I think, $50 million this year, and they'll continue to go up until you get to an $86.9 million debt service in 2032. And so to ask the people of Chicago specifically to continue to pay for that while using some state dollars or whatever may exist to pay for a new stadium in Arlington Heights, I think it's asinine. It's ridiculous. And I know what the Bears are saying. They're saying that they can pay for the stadium themselves, but they need help with everything else. So, John, what this is in a normal situation is a team who has spent 50 years in Wrigley Field, right, sleeping on the Cubs couch. Then they moved into the extra bear room that the Park District has at Soldier Field. And now they're saying, we've got enough money to build our own house, but we need you to pay for the garage in the backyard. It's not okay.
You and Representative Zalewski of Riverside in October signed a resolution to ensure that no state or even local taxpayer money. Why do you want to keep the folks from Arlington Heights for helping foot the bill? Not that there's a groundswell of support for that, but why do you care if the locals don't want to help the team move out there?
I think this is, in many ways, a slippery slope. We know that municipalities are interested in luring teams from the large city metropolis, right? And they'll do things that may not be advantageous to the folks who live there, right? So this was not just specifically about Arlington Heights. This was really about Chicago as well. If another team is going to move here, we've got to be very, very concerned about how that financing works and to make sure that the taxpayers here are not on the hook for that.
Well, I understand the principle of the thing, and I also understand your desire to protect your district. You'd like to see money still being spent in your district, and that's where Soldier Field is, right? I wonder if you would feel this way, though, if it was public dollars being spent in your district. Is this just... Go ahead, Cam.
I would. And I've been very clear about that. Listen, I think that we have entered into this real toxic environment where municipal dollars are being spent for stadiums that end up being obsolete after 15 or 20 years. I think the NFL has to step up and say something about this. I think municipalities have to push owners.
Yeah,
and owners have to push the league because they've created this toxic environment.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Yeah. The teams know how to put one city or state up against another, and then they get into a bidding war and they get such a sweet deal. It's amazing how little some of these owners have had to pay for the digs they're in, right?
This is very, very true. And these are multi-billion-dollar, in some cases, kind of construction projects. There have been seven new NFL stadiums that were built between 2006 and 2017, John, and every single one of them have hosted a Super Bowl already, right? The SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, debuted in 2020, and they will be hosting the Super Bowl. They hope to host the Super Bowl in 2022, right? So this is a scheme that the NFL has concocted. The NFL is an $11 billion a year industry, and they have said that they will be a $25 billion a year industry by 2027. We got to talk about this money and how it looks.
Well, so what can the legislature do about that? You're a state representative. Granted, you want to be mayor, but I mean, what can the state do about that? Can you, beyond a resolution, pass a law that says that no public dollars can go to help this team? And would it be a law just for the Bears, or would it be for any commercial enterprise?
Yeah, a law can be passed on the state level in Springfield to ensure that no public dollars are given to public state dollars are given to these construction projects for stadiums. There is a huge appetite for it. Representative Zaleski and myself, we started off with the resolution to kind of see where people were on this. And as Mike said, to get people to pump their brakes to make sure we're looking at the totality of the circumstances here. But I think that is something that can be in the works. I've gotten a lot of phone calls in the last few days from colleagues who are interested in not just adding on to our resolution, but to seeing what kind of legislation we can put forth on the state legislative level to make sure that this doesn't happen. But listen, I'll be very clear about this. We've got to be smart about the way we operate. The state is in a fiscally sensitive position. We've been able to push ourselves and pull ourselves back from the depths. And we've got bond ratings and credit ratings going up for the first time in a decade.
Yep.
We got to be smart about this.
I'm aware of that, but suppose a microchip plant wanted to come to Chicago, like the one that's going to Columbus, Ohio. Should we sweeten the pot for a company like that?
I've always said we've got to be welcoming to companies and industries and people who want to move here. But we cannot do it at the risk and at the detriment of the folks who already live here and are trying to make a living every single day. Until we can talk about real housing and real transit infrastructure and our schools, we need to be ginger about the conversations we have about sweetening the pot for other folks to come here.
Where would you have rather played? Would you have rather played in Soldier Field, or would you like to have played inside a stadium in Arlington Heights?
Listen, if I were a Chicago Bear, I would absolutely prefer the Soldier Field location. I also am a fan of the Wrigley Field location that they played in from 1921 to 1970.
You're just saying that.
I like it.
Nah.
I was one of the U of I football guys who didn't get a chance to play in the Wrigley Field game. So I'm a little bit taken aback by that. And so that probably is part of that answer for me.
Yeah, see, you're an old school. You played outdoors. You know what it's like out there.
And I love it. I love it.
What about the fans who don't, though? Some of them are going, boy, I'd rather sit inside.
Well, listen, I think that's part of the mystique and the intrigue of being a Chicago Bear, right? The monsters of the Midway. Our fans are different. Our the atmosphere is different. And when you get a team from Dallas or New Orleans or Florida that comes up, we always think we've got a bit of an advantage because of our ability to sustain in this weather. So, I would hope that, whatever happens, that we still keep some of that mystique.
I'll talk to you more about issues relative to the city of Chicago and your mayoral campaign another day. This is a state issue as much as it is a city one. And as a representative, it was good to get your thoughts on this. And we'll talk about those other topics another day, Cam. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great day.